On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Well, this happens once a week.
That's way too much.
It's unavoidable. It's like the summer solstice. Tori Lagarde is here. She's a humorist and many other things she does that we can't discuss on the air.
I'm just funny.
Yes.
I'm the comic relief to every horror movie. I'm going to live.
She's a combination of every horror movie and every comic relief horror movie.
That's it.
And you know all the comic relief horror movies, so we can list them.
I'm a chameleon.
Yes. Comma, comma?
Comma, comma.
Okay. Tori Lagarde, ladies and gentlemen, give it up. Okay. What we do is we just rifle through some of the current events.
Or shotgun through.
Yeah, whatever. You're right. The shotgun.
RPG through.
Yeah. So here we go. How are you, first of all?
I'm great.
That's fantastic. Tori was at the family compound.
I was.
Recently, which sits right on the ocean.
Have I been back since then? Yeah, I was back here. I was here last week.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Did I say hello?
Mopsy remembers. I'm sorry that you don't.
I don't have a great memory. I don't know what I had for dinner last... Oh, I do know what I had for dinner last night, because yeah. I just remember seeing it this morning.
I had a terrible sausage. Oh, my God. I didn't feel that good later on. Mm-hmm. I was like, my stomach was making those sounds and those...
Yeah, gurgling?
Yeah, and also the pain, those little sharp pains. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, something's going down. Something. And I'm in the bathtub, so this can't be good.
Oh.
Fun
sounds, though.
Well, it wasn't fun sounds or smells. Yeah. That's all I know.
I enjoy that. And
so I asked the cook,
yeah,
where did this food come from? Was it fresh?
Yes.
I found it in the freezer. All right, away. And this freezer doesn't always close all the way.
Oh, my God.
So, you know.
Bad.
Again, I survived it with very little, minimal wind and pain.
Sounds like just a regular restaurant, to be honest
with
you.
Yeah, I guess it could be.
You know, I never freeze my meat. That sounded wrong, didn't it?
It could be.
Yeah, that was awkward.
Misconstrued. Yeah,
never mind. Anyway.
Just vegetables for me from now on, unless I know it's fresh meat. Not going to do it.
I met a girl yesterday who... never ate vegetables in her life.
What?
Yeah.
How do you even survive?
I don't know. She looked rather pasty.
Really? Because I don't even know if I believe that.
Yeah.
I need evidence.
Pretty girl. Nice girl. But I was very shocked about that.
Mm, why would she tell you that? That seems like a random thing to tell someone.
It came up in conversation.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Anyway, moving right along. I don't know where the conversation was. I don't want to know. I know too much.
So what's new with you? What do you got in your magic bag?
Oh, magic bag. Well, I did mention something on the Tori show, which I said I was going to mention to you. Usually I pick one topic and I say, this is when I got to delve into a little more with Ron because I want to know. Uh-huh. I went to the movies and did that 4D thing by accident.
Oh, my.
Now, would you ever do that?
No. On purpose or by accident?
At all.
No, I would not.
By accident. Anything can happen by accident. It's an accident.
Do you, before you go any further, the 4D, there's a thing in Massachusetts called Jordan's Furniture.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a little theater at some of their locations. And I guess it's 4D. They didn't call it that.
They didn't call it back then. It was the mom ride, which means something
ride.
Motion. Motion.
Motion sickness in your lap.
But it has to spell M-O-M.
Motion.
I only know the motion part.
Motion Odyssey movie, maybe.
Ooh, okay.
Maybe.
All right, I'll go with that.
I'm just making that up, but that makes
trademark
sense.
Trademark that.
And because some people live in the Midwest, they don't have things like this.
No, and it's for 10 minutes on that thing.
Yeah, you smell things. There's an aroma that comes into the theater. It spurts water into you. There's little hoses in the chairs and your seats. The seats move. They vibrate. All kinds of
things
happen.
They do it in Disney, too, and not in Universal.
Yes,
it's a thing.
But, again, you know, in movie theaters, that's quite a different deal.
I was expecting this recliner,
mm-hmm.
as usual,
right.
Which I like.
Yes.
Can almost fall asleep.
No, it's just a chair.
I'm not sleeping now.
Yeah.
So you would never do that.
I don't see the point.
And why is it called 4D when we didn't need 3D glasses? Shouldn't it be 3D also? But they skipped that altogether.
I don't think you can do more than 3D, to be honest with you. I think that's something like, I agree with you 110%. No, you don't understand.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, shouldn't it have been in 3D as well? So when I'm moving around, it would have felt more realistic.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Can we have that?
That's true.
I wore those stupid glasses for half the movie
That'd be 70. Because... You got the 3D.
Yeah, and the 4D.
Glasses
so
and the 4D. That's 7D.
You mapped it,
7D,
right? Yeah. Don't give me any more ideas. They'll be vomiting on me next. I don't want that.
I'm always surprised about those things because this 3D stuff and all that. It's like, did anybody tell anybody that life is 3D?
Yeah.
It's like, you don't need glasses for that? I don't quite understand that whole deal.
The first 3D movie I saw was in the 80s at Westgate Center in Brockton.
And they were better then.
You know what?
I think.
I don't know what you wore. Those little paper things.
Yep.
They were different. They had one red and one blue.
Yes.
Now they're blackish.
Yeah, they're grayish black.
They're something. And they're different. And back then I saw Treasure of the Three Crowns or Four Crowns or some kind of crowns. Yep. And it was the worst movie I ever saw.
Uh-huh.
But let me say, the 3D was like it was touching
Fantastic.
You.
I remember the first movie I saw in 3D was Friday the 13th, part 3D
no
something.
Way.
And
Peter's was Jaws 3D. That's so funny, you guys, in your scary movies.
And the spear came out of the screen and just like almost came up to your nose. And it was so lifelike.
Yeah.
I said, this is 7D. It was so, so lifelike. And the credits, you could touch the letters in the opening titles. It was,
right.
And then I don't think they have that now. It's just, it's passive 3D.
Yeah.
You know, like there's a guy standing in front of a tree. Okay.
You can see his head like all around
it, I guess. And I'm really not interested in seeing his entire head.
No.
But yeah, so you went to the movies and you saw the 7D movie.
I saw Atomic Blonde, which is with Charlize Theron.
Uh huh. Was that like an action movie?
Oh sure.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Is that chicks who run
She's
around?
She's kicking butt. Just
yeah.
her. She's
yeah.
kicking butt. She's
yeah.
kicking like taking 10 guys down.
Because you know normally, that usually doesn't happen.
Well, normally apparently. It's Angelina Jolie.
That's
so.
That's,
now we've got a new player in town, a new sheriff.
Yes. Good. I mean, that's fun. It's guys love that chick action.
Oh, sure.
Stuff.
She's fantastic. Like in her 40s. She's like pushing 50, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Charlize
Theron.
Yeah.
That's good. Good for her.
She's a large woman, kind of. She's kind of Amazonish, isn't
no.
she?
No.
No. She appears that way on the screen.
Oh,
maybe
really?
It's because it's in 7D.
She's small.
Yeah.
Ish. She's born in South Africa. She's got a great story to her life.
Let's listen to it now.
I don't want to.
So there was stuff spurting out of the chair.
Yeah, and I had to put my hands over it for a while because I knew it was coming. So I just had to put my hands and block it.
Yep.
But the one behind your head, you can't even do anything about that one.
See, what I don't like about that is that it's out to rattle you.
Yeah.
And I don't like to be rattled.
I didn't sign up for that.
No. How did you end up there by mistake?
Peter
I don't quite
did it.
Understand.
Peter, are you listening again? He did this.
Did he know that it was in 4D?
No.
7?
Because he didn't want, he doesn't even do 3D. He would never do 4 or 7D. So
when you walk in the theater, there's no indication?
Usually there's
a sign that says, you know, careful if you have a heart condition.
Well, that's later. First you walk in and you go to the kiosk and you print out your tickets.
Okay.
And you're still not knowing. Then you go in and the guy handed us 3D glasses, I think. And then we're like, oh, great, 3D. And Peter's like, well, okay, I guess we can do it.
I see.
And then we get to the door and I just see this big notification, like you said, but I don't read it.
Right.
And I see the number 4. I don't know what that means.
Yes.
We get in there, we see the seats and they're not normal.
Yeah,
and
they're
I went,
normal.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
So then what do you do? It's an adventure. You got to say, okay, we'll just do it one time only.
Yeah.
And we both swore
so what
never
they do?
Again.
So what did they do to you? They spurred water in your face.
Yeah, every here and then, then and again.
every here and now.
Every once in a while.
Every Thursday at 6, they spurted me in the face.
Yes.
So you got spurted, and did you...
this air will come at you.
Were there smells?
Yeah, well, the air was supposed to be pure air, I thought, but it was smelled like bug spray with perfume attached.
Oh, that's always pleasant.
No, it was very unpleasant, and it got on my clothes.
That's terrible.
So we skipped dinner, and just they dropped me off, and I'm see you later.
Because of that, ugh.
We're going to make it up this weekend. We're going to see another movie making sure that the seats are normal.
Yeah, always make sure first.
Yes.
That's horrible, my God, with Charlize Theron there.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it was a freaking Citizen Kane, but, you know, it was what it was.
I don't think
fine.
I want to see, like, a sorority house in 4D, because there'd be a lot of, like, fart smells.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
Like Animal House. Put
that
in the toga party.
That's what I meant, I guess.
Oh, my God.
I didn't remember the name of the film.
That should make a comeback. They're making all these movies, like, at Museum of Science in Boston. They had a Galaxy Quest come back and, you know... be on the big screen and they do certain screenings, that would be a great one. Yeah. Animal House should make a comeback. Next year will be its 40th year.
Really?
It came out in 1978, I'm pretty sure. So next year will be 40 years.
Wow.
They should have a 40th anniversary special and release Animal House again.
Yeah. That's a very interesting idea, actually. At the Museum of Science, they have a planetarium. Turn that into 4D. And then show how the Earth began, and they spray molten lava in your face.
No, not the lava part, but I like the rest of it.
Yeah.
Because that sounds dangerous, but the rest of it sounds very... Uh-huh. And you give you a drop of acid first before you go in, and you're like in space. Yeah, you're in space, man. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
I used to get high in planetariums when I was a kid. Yeah, that's what we got high
That'd
for everything.
That'd be fun. You did.
Got a little dizzy, though. When the
I'd throw up.
Yeah. When the thing starts spinning.
And it's not even spinning. It's really just like something. It's the thing making it look like it's spinning.
Or was I?
You were orbiting.
I don't know. You never know.
I don't know. There's no proof.
Yeah, no, there isn't any proof. But yeah, I actually one of the most exciting things I went to was a Pink Floyd laser show in a planetarium
in
Rochester, New York.
Yeah, that sounds good.
It was good for like the first two songs. After that, it was
you got old fast.
I get it now.
Do two songs and leave.
Yeah.
See, well, I got someplace to be.
Back then, lasers were just green lights.
Oh, right.
This was the onset of this.
Like, what do you call those swords in Star Wars?
Yeah.
Like a lightsaber.
It was just all very archaic.
Yeah.
It's like playing Pong on a computer system.
Oh, sure.
It was like that.
Okay.
And everything's in comparison. Well, that's an interesting experience, the 7D that you had.
Yeah, I'm not doing that again.
Yeah.
I'm all set with it.
Yeah.
I want to go to sleep during movies now. There's no way.
I can't quite figure out those movie theaters. And again, I think they're across the country where they've taken out the regular chairs and they replaced them with these expensive lounge chairs with cup holders and you can put your feet up electronically.
Right.
It's like a electric recliner, Craftmatic adjustable bed. And it's very, very wide.
I think they started it with that Lux Theater. They still have that, but I think that's where it started. And they could serve you food during the movie, and then they just moved those chairs regular.
What I never understood, I'm waiting for the ball to drop on my head. Is that the right phrase? I don't know.
The other shoe to drop.
That's right. I'm waiting because they had like 200 seats in the theater or 300 seats in the theater.
Yeah, and now there's
they
half
take them
that.
All out. Yeah, now there's like maybe 40 or 50 tops.
How can you get a sellout crowd? How can you do box office break records?
How can the box office break? There has to be a point where
they charge a little more, though.
A little bit every time,
yes.
A little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you within a few years, you will be paying you'll be paying Broadway theater prices to sit in a movie because of what they did.
Smelled on.
It makes no sense that they would do something like that.
Yeah, I don't.
I was perfectly happy going to the movies in a chair.
I never liked that. It was you know what? I sat there so long, one of my legs would fall asleep, and I'm not comfortable. I want to be able to get up, but then you miss part of the movie.
I want to
pause it.
Pause
it and get a drink. Come back.
I'm not at home. Why don't they just give me underpants so I can stick my hand down my pants?
No.
Seriously, what's the difference?
Well,
they're making it so, and the cup holders. Why don't you just give me a microwave baked into the arm of the chair? I mean, it's getting a little ridiculous.
They're spoiling people a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I started thinking, I'm a diva. I'm like, if I had money, Ron, listen to this. If I had money, I would be a diva.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not like that normally, but money would probably be dangerous for me and fame and all that stuff because I started thinking, I don't even like people sneezing around me. And I can picture but if I were like J-Lo or Madonna or somebody, I'd be like, okay, this is a no sneezing zone. If you need to have any kind of sneezing or coughing or anything, you're going to have to go in the other room.
I don't see the problem to that personally.
It's a little, isn't it a little like snooty and a little, what's the word, arrogant to talk to people like that?
Only if you insist that there's a vegetable tray in your dressing room. Other than that, I find that to be perfectly normal.
All right, well.
Ugh.
I don't like a lot of sneezing in a row. It just goes on and on and on. I don't... Why? Stop that. I don't enjoy it. I don't even like sneezing. I hate sneezing myself.
Last time I went to the movies, I had that problem. There was a lady behind... And the rows are further apart. It feels like the people behind you are
they're
are
not
like
in
six
front
miles
of you.
Away.
And everything. Yeah. Okay.
So it was okay. But the person was sneezing like about every 15 seconds.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know if they're covering their mouth. And there was coughing involved.
Oh, my God.
Extreme coughing. Extreme
this sounds like tuberculosis. It's going around.
Something happening. And I wanted to change my seat, mm-hmm. but I can't because now you pay for this. You have to choose the seat.
You can't just move.
Not supposed to. So, because if I move, someone else is going to come by in 3 minutes and go, "Hey, what are you doing in my seat?" You know, and then we got a fist fight.
I got kicked out of two seats. So yeah, I know.
Ah,
it was
so
awful.
That was you.
Yeah, there was a confrontation because I didn't know how it worked.
Yeah,
and Peter didn't know how it worked. He's the one that bought the stupid tickets, and he didn't even know. Well, now we know. But now he's buying 4D. So now I'm like, Peter, listen to me. Focus up when you're buying these tickets.
I can't do movie theaters anymore. I really can't. No matter how nice they make the seat, they can't make the people nicer. Either they're sneezing and coughing, or they're crunching on popcorn to the point where they're
buying dinner. I can smell nachos all around me.
Yes.
I don't want it.
No, that's the 4D smell is the nachos.
I'll take popcorn. I understand popcorn's going to be a part of the experience, but know that these other foods. But Hot dogs, where are they coming from?
But why do they choose such a loud food to be part of the experience?
Yeah.
It's just totally annoying. Totally annoying.
Well, you know what? Just stream. Stay home and stream. That's all you gotta do.
I think you really should. And the other thing I don't like about movies anymore is used to be you'd walk into a movie theater, they'd show a couple of films that are coming up next week, and then you see your movie.
Oh, yeah, the trailers.
Now, the trailers are like, they're like 20 minutes long. There's like 20 of them.
Well, I don't even know if there's commercials. I sat through a half an hour of commercials.
Commercials. That's why.
To buy a car, to buy deodorant, to buy gum. Yeah. Well, what is happening?
That's why you're paying money, Tori, so that you can be sold things.
I should pay less money because they're getting more money from the advertisers.
That should be illegal.
I can't take it.
You're absolutely right. But they all get away with it now.
That's why when I get to a movie now, almost no one's in there. You know why? They're smart. They're staying out till they can miss all the commercials.
That's right.
I'm thinking, wow, no one's seen this movie? Gradually, the place fills up. I'm like, oh, okay, now I get it.
That's the same feeling I had when cable television began. When I had to start paying $50, $60, $70 to get my television stations.
Right.
And then I was paying to watch commercials on top of it.
Yeah.
It was like, no, I thought that if I'm going to pay to
get
the shows.
It's commercial free,
I thought that's the idea here.
Well, some of these free movies you get on demand, too, you got to be careful because it's just regular TBS. And then they have commercials.
Yeah.
So I don't even care. I'm just going to stream everything on my own computer and the heck with everybody else.
Do that. Close the door. Throw the dresser in front of the doorknob. Make sure no one can get in.
Yeah, and I watch my Game of Thrones and I'm happy.
Yeah.
All by myself.
There's nothing wrong with solitude. I'll tell you that.
No.
I can deal with myself sometimes. Even then.
Really? We can never get away from ourselves?
No. No, yeah. I just removed the mirrors. Anyway.
Oh, by the way, when I was at the movies, I forgot to tell you this, and I forgot to mention it on my show, which bums me out, but I'll tell you now.
Sure.
When I was in the ladies' room, looking under the stall. You know, you ever do that and see people's shoes? You ever just, I'm curious what people are wearing on their feet.
You actually get down on your knees and look under the stall.
No, you can just, oh, that's gross. But I mean, you can kind of bend over and see the shoes.
Well,
and
just
I'm
to
like,
make sure there's somebody, because the doors are closed. You know if someone is in there or not.
Oh, this is full of women.
Oh,
this is,
yeah.
You know, it's a movie theater.
I forgot women.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's different.
And so I'm looking down and I see these sneakers on the person in the other stall.
Yes.
You know what they look like? I wish I could have taken a picture. But you know what? If you put a camera under a stall.
Yes.
It's a bad thing.
Probably not good.
No, because they're going to not understand what I'm trying to do. I just want a picture of those crazy
what you're trying to do. Couldn't you take a shot of the shoes from a distance?
I've thought about
from
it, but
distance. Do you know that song?
From a distance, your shoes look like circus peanuts.
There you go.
They did. They look like circus peanuts. Those big puffy orange things that you eat.
And you couldn't take a picture from
Craziest sneakers I've ever seen, that they make these puffy, bright orange sneakers?
Yeah.
What's that about?
That's a Facebook picture if I ever heard of one.
I tried to look for it online and I can't find the exact ones.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be weird if you were the person who was in the stall and then you go to your Facebook thing and you go, hey, wait a minute. Those are my shoes.
Oh.
And I was sitting in the stall. My God.
I know. So there's so many reasons not to do that, I guess.
Yeah.
But what are the odds?
That's weird.
They don't even know me. I don't know them. But you know, we're living in the same area. So it's, you know what?
Well, they would know you if you posted it because it's on your... Got your name right there.
Well, I wouldn't put it so they could see it, like public. You got to put things so just your friends can see them, certain friends.
Yeah. Well,
which is
she
what
could
I
have been
do.
Your friend. You don't know who's wearing the shoes.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's Facebook.
It's horrible.
Posting things.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, on Facebook, there's 6 degrees of separation, like Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
As soon as I click on someone's profile, you have 2 mutual friends. I go, what? I got to block you. You know too many people. I don't want to know.
So. If I know that if I don't follow, this is Facebook 102 because I am a
noob. You graduated 101?
I'm a noob.
Right.
Right. So, yes, I graduated 101 because I can say Facebook.
It's a prerequisite.
That's it.
Yeah.
So, if I understand from your teachings, oh wonderful one, from your teachings, from the Bible of Facebook.
In the sensei of right. Facebook.
As you sit on the mountain with your teachings.
I will.
I can unfollow somebody and they'll never know.
No.
It's just like I can take their wallet and they go to pay for something and there's no money in it. That's fine. If I don't want anything to do with them ever mm-hmm. and I drop them, do they get a notification?
They don't get a notification, but they'll notice they're down a friend if they keep track, and they may try to figure out who it is.
Who would act? Oh, you would.
Yeah, I do. I do that. Because everyone's Tori, alphabetical. If you so go on extreme. Your Messenger, Facebook, or your Facebook on your phone,
oh my God.
It lists everyone alphabetically.
And then you have to
Adam,
figure out.
Adam, Aaron, Bob, Carol.
You have to figure out who isn't there anymore?
I already know because I have a list in alphabetical order, and then I have this in alphabetical order.
Guess,
so I just
I'm
go up
guess
there.
You have hundreds of friends.
No, I only have 325.
That's in the hundreds.
Well, you know, if people have thousands, I don't think I want that.
That's ridiculous. They're stupid.
They need a fan page.
They don't need a fan page. They need a life.
Maybe they've got one and they're very popular.
If I had maybe seven friends and then it was six, I'd think
you I see what you mean.
Out.
Right.
But in the hundreds, I don't think I'd bother. But that's the only way they would know, right?
Yeah.
Now, if they wanted to go to my page, would it say, oh, no, you cannot go here?
Not quite, but it will say add friend. And they'll know
okay.
we're not friends.
Okay.
You're not friends.
Okay. Well, I would just say it's a technical glitch.
No, you can't do that. So Why? Just, you know what, just put them on restricted.
Yeah.
Then they'll never see you. You won't see them, but you're still friends. So they can't bitch about it.
Because I got to tell you something, and I'm going to be honest with you, and you may even feel the same way.
Okay.
I am inclined to drop everybody who is pro-Trumpian.
Oh, sure.
Because I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear it. Now, I know I could unfollow them so I don't see their
crap. I do that all anyway, yeah.
However, I honestly don't want to know that they exist. And I know that's a little bit extreme.
No, I like to go play with them once in a while. I toy with them.
I don't toy with dynamite.
Here's one example. I know this guy so far right,
yes.
he walks with a limp. Anyway, what do you say?
That's very funny,
It could be he's tweaking.
Yeah.
But anyway, you get my point. So he's every day, bam, bam, bam. I don't follow, but
right,
I look.
Right.
And he had a picture of one of those graphics you have of Jesus
uh-huh.
with these bags packed. And he's like, they kicked me out, but Trump brought me back.
Oh, my God.
You know, meaning Christianity.
Yeah, okay.
So I wrote underneath, well, with these new immigration things, he'll be packing his bags and leaving soon.
Oh, that's clever.
I'll just dig right at him.
This is what happens.
Oh, I'll toy with this guy like a cat and a mouse.
But then you're engaging
a little
in
bit.
Stupidity.
You know, as long as he doesn't bring it to my page, don't you do it, man. I told him, I said, you start one word on my page, you're done.
I through this whole thing, I have learned it's like religion. You can't argue religion.
You can't.
There's no point.
No.
They are who they are.
Pointless.
They believe what they believe.
Right.
And I don't really care to change their minds because that's not my job.
Right. That's a good point.
But if I totally disagree, I'm not going to get into a spat with them because it's just going to get ugly, and it always does.
It does.
And it engages one's personality to the point of nervousness and anger and frustration.
So you're losing.
Yeah. Well, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So why would I purposely, well, I guess if I go to a 7D movie, why would I purposely frustrate myself knowingly?
That's a great
point. It just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
It could cause all types of medical problems.
And it probably does.
It could. Stress causes a lot of
problems.
No,
it causes more than I used to believe. Now I believe it.
But I know.
As far as the Trump thing right now, all I know is that I wrote it down too because I couldn't. This is all distraction from the Russia thing, as I know, because we have the transgender thing. That was the big thing last week.
Right.
Then the bill I told you for the legal immigration. Mm-hmm. He's firing Mooch. Mm-hmm. He has to keep, and today will be something else, I bet. Mm-hmm. Because you know what? This Mueller investigation, he's trying to really just get it out of the picture.
Well, he's also showing that he can do what he wants to do when he wants to do it, and he thinks that his base loves that.
Right.
So, and they kind of do.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is that he's running the country like he runs his business. It's one guy, one opinion.
Ah,
and
right.
I do it my way. That's how I've always lived my life. I don't listen to opinions.
No.
I don't have teams. It's me. I can solve the Middle East. I know more than anybody. I know how to make deals. It's all me. That's why he's doomed. Because we don't call this a dictatorship here. We call it something else.
Right.
Like democracy. So that's why that's all going to crap. But he's a pathological liar. And everybody even knows that. And his base might even embrace the fact that he's a pathological liar.
They like that because they are a little bit too. Maybe the Chinese media just said they'd like him to stop emotionally tweeting.
Yeah.
Which would be perfect.
It's not going to stop.
He can't stop.
So, but anybody that I'm starting to feel sorry for people that follow him because they're starting to look a tad pathetic.
Yeah.
What's happening is they're starting to look like they can indeed be manipulated.
Oh, absolutely.
They can be lied
to. They're impressionable.
They are buying the snake oil. Mm-hmm. They are the ones that are going to be hurt the quickest, if not already hurt, because of you've chosen the guy that's opposite you, not like you, opposite you.
But they say we're impressionable. We're the ones that are falling for all the other stuff. They try to spin it right around.
Well,
they won't address the question there. They want to spin it, which is a Trump thing.
Yeah.
You got to spin it. But what about Hillary? But what about this? They won't address what you're talking about.
Correct.
Try it.
No,
they just won't.
Oh, no. Well, that's what Kellyanne Conway does. She never answers.
Right.
Well, that's what they do in political interviews all the time. Both sides do that. You ask them a question, and they literally don't answer it.
Mm-hmm.
And the most popular response to this thing, you know, like making a criticism about Trump, is, look, President Trump wants to reform taxes and make everything affordable for most middle Americans, and that's really all he wants to talk about. Right. So, excuse me, you didn't answer the question I just asked.
No.
Look, he doesn't want to answer.
They're paid not to answer.
His job is to make the country.
They're hucking and jiving. Yes, that's what they're paid for.
And of course, he's incredibly successful at doing that. So far, anyway.
Right. Yeah.
So anyway, I don't want to make it the Trump
show,
but I know. But I'm just floored by people that still defend him to that extent. But it's like religion. I believe what I believe, and there's nothing you can do to change my mind. And I just leave those people alone.
Yeah, that's the smart thing to do. And you're a little smarter than me, probably.
But they can't be on my page.
Oh, no. Well, I've got a couple, and they're quiet. And if they stay quiet, I'm okay.
Right,
because
fine.
I have a relationship with these people. They're not like strangers, or they're not. And there's only two. And I don't think that's a lot.
I don't know. Okay. In most cases, these people don't follow the news. They just hear things.
They watch
they
Fox.
Hear it.
Fox and Friends. I can't believe it. I'm seeing it happen.
Fox is possibly in a little trouble now, too.
Oh, really?
Heard about that.
I don't know if I did.
Apparently.
Oh, wait. I think I did. Go on.
There was a story that was actually concocted.
They had to retract, didn't they?
Yes.
I apologize.
Yes.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
Ooh, what happened there?
And,
there was somebody had died. They said DNC guy. They said he was murdered. It was all shady and shifty. Yeah.
And it was, and they found through correspondence that mm-hmm. indeed was concocted.
Right, yeah.
Through with Trump himself, with the White House, in order to get the focus off of something else.
Be careful if you live in a glass house, right?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Well, that's always the question is, like, why are you so defensive about something if nothing happened?
I think thou dost protest too much.
Yeah, and that's for Mueller to figure out. Okay, fine. That's it.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
Well,
so anyway, I don't want to talk about
it. We were talking about Facebook right before that.
Yeah,
and the only thing I will add about Facebook is I don't want to keep a Facebook as a Rolodex. And that's what some people say they don't either. But people do that. Mm. In other words, they're there. I'll just keep them there if I ever need to talk to them. I get tired of that. If someone doesn't talk to me for a long time or I don't talk to them, I'd like to just take them off the page because I don't want to gather a bunch of friends. I just want a small group that I interact with, don't you? And the other thing about Facebook is you just said something about following people.
Mm-hmm.
The algorithms just changed on Facebook last month. They made a whole post about it. They were going to the people you follow a lot, and then you're going to have to. They're going to go to the back burner, and they want to change it up to new people that you see on your feed.
Oh, so they're deciding your.
They're deciding, I miss following my cousin Dan because I follow him, but I never see his posts anymore. I have to go to their pages now.
It has been decided that you're not to see those posts anymore.
Makes me crazy,
yeah.
Dan. I'm still trying to find you there.
I'm confused with the news feed because. When I look to see what the newest thing is, it's not necessarily first.
Right.
It could be something that was 3 days ago, and my immediate reaction is, oh, this whole thing's all screwed up. There's something wrong with my computer. It's showing something from 3 days ago, and then I scroll down another like 50 posts, and it's like today. And I go, wait a minute.
Yeah.
This isn't chronological at
Same
all.
Same thing with obituaries. I'm trying to find out these celebrities that die. And now Sam Shepard and Michael Parks, I missed. I was like, what is happening here?
Mm.
I want to know.
Yeah, you don't want to miss this stuff.
You know, that's like if Donald Trump dies. I need to know right away.
I think you'd know that.
I don't know. The way Facebook is working, they might have something else more important. God forbid.
According to Donald Trump, there are people in Jersey City who celebrate things like that.
Really?
Remember the 9/11 thing? Anyway, she's so full of controversies.
We're only a half an hour in. I feel like I've been talking for 2 days.
We have been. We started this on Wednesday.
We're not done yet? Oh, my God.
I know. Well, you know, whatever. Maybe you should break for lunch.
Yeah, do a Tory half-hour show. That's fine. Right. I'm good with that. Yeah. I only did 26
got
minutes.
Got it. I can just throw it in. What the hell? No, actually, we've only got another 10. It's not that bad.
All right. We'll do the 40. Stick around for the whole 40, people. That's what she said.
The last 10's the best part of the show.
That's right.
You'll see.
Keep your screaming to a minimum.
Yeah, it's not good. I don't know. I'm crazy.
Yeah, because that's all my paper. That's all great. My stuff. Fantastic. Just timing. Everything in the Trump thing is timing. When they're going to talk about it.
Just so frustrating. I'm just so sick of it. I'm just totally sick of it.
I don't really try to watch the news that much. Internet news, maybe BBC, whatever I'm trying. I'll get a little bit of stuff, but I'm not going to sit down for like 2 hours and watch the news. I can't.
Here's what I don't understand. There was an election, and this fake guy won. Although the popular vote was a different person who was a woman. It has been decided by Congress and by about 80% of Americans, I believe that's the poll number, don't quote me, that Russia was indeed involved in...
Yeah, and now we have sanctions against. Right, good, as they should be.
Yeah, and Trump signs it because he wants to keep the peace, and then he tweets and he says, this is stupid.
It's not stupid. What I wanted. It's written wrong.
Our relations with Russia are the worst ever, and that's because...
Yeah, they painted him into a nice little corner. Yeah, good. Yeah.
That's just the beginning. Anyway... so if it's agreed that Russia interfered with our election or tried to influence it, and indeed they apparently were successful because Trump won and all the leaks about Hillary's emails and her stupid connections, you know, they were orchestrated to be released at various times that would make an impact.
Sure, timing.
Like 2 days before the election or the day before.
Mm-hmm.
Yet... We all accept this. Shouldn't this be a do-over?
Yeah. It should be a do-over as opposed to putting Pence in there. I would definitely prefer the do-over.
I think the do-over is what's called for because interference, I call interference.
Right. Yellow flag.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not, and all they did was just throw a penalty.
Mm-hmm.
But this other team still won, and they wouldn't have won if there wasn't this interference call. So I'm calling for a do-over.
And people want to say that the Democrats or the liberals are the most violent people. No. You try this do-over and it gets turned around. You want to see rioting in the streets. It's going to be these gun nuts and these Bible beaters. Oh. That's who's going to be having a fit breaking
whatever.
Shit.
Whatever.
Okay, that's all I
got
to say.
Yeah, wow. You even got a little profane
there. Yeah, because I know what would happen. So we got to keep it all like this. Keep the Looney Tunes happy.
Yeah,
don't unfriend them. Keep
it.
Them happy.
And I'm not saying that Ms. Clinton would have been a wonderful choice either.
Mm-hmm.
I'm upset with the people in the country, not the candidates. Well, I don't like
them. Do you want crabs or cancer?
You're right. Well, we got cancer crabs is what we got. We got crabs or cancer is what we got as a result.
God.
I'm just mad about nobody stepping up. Why doesn't anybody, even the Democrats now, who's even talking? Who's even saying anything? We're just kind of all just watching ourselves being liquidated into a pool of crap. I mean, we're watching ourselves dissolve throughout the world and in this country, and we're just standing there watching it.
Well, I'm right. I'm convinced that Donald Trump just says things deliberately that are inflammatory. That's all he wants to do.
Correct.
He's trying to create the chaos. He doesn't care how he does it, but he wants to do it.
He's doing everything that he believes works for him. Which he assumes is because he is the godlike creature. In business, this is how you operate.
Mm-hmm.
You have to...
Keep everybody a little nervous?
You have to keep yourself on top of your competitors.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to intimidate them. It's a show of strength, especially in that business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he's doing. Then he runs for president. He employs those tactics. He says... vile and profane and misogynistic as anybody could be, and it works.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is it didn't really work. What happened was, with the Russian collusion, that's what worked.
Yeah, tip the scales.
That's why I call a do-over, because Hillary won the popular vote. So it wasn't this incredible victory.
I wish Bernie was in there anyway. So that's
Bernie can never be in there. Aww. He is too extreme.
Oh well, he just makes too much sense. And he'd make it. I don't know.
It doesn't make sense for everybody. Yeah, some people he doesn't. And you know what? I understand that. I understand there are Republicans and there are Democrats, and there are sometimes two completely different ways of looking at every single issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't agree with a lot of the Republican stuff. So it happens. But if it was done respectfully, and if it was done in a bipartisan type of let's speak to our friends on the other side of the aisle kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
then I go along with the Republican thing because this is the consensus among everybody.
Right.
But the way it is now is that's not the case. It's they do these things on their own side of the aisle, and then they see if they can get it through.
Right.
That's not good for people.
No.
Because not everybody is a Republican. But that's government, isn't it? It's not supposed to be.
It's not supposed to be,
right. It's supposed to be government for the people, but it's government for the government. And it's just as Trump says many, many times, I want to score a win. I want to win.
That's because he put his whole platform as, I'm anti-government.
Yeah.
I'm one of you. I'm one of the people.
Well, that's
and people
out.
Bought that.
It's working out. But not entirely. I think there's a tipping point, and I think we're starting to see it, or we're actually in it, when even the Republicans are saying, I can't do this anymore. We still sticking to our principles, but I can't do it with this guy.
Because he's rogue.
Oh, man. I mean, when it comes for the next election, you know, in like a year, you know, they're
that
not
should
gonna,
be interesting.
Well, they're not going to want Trump endorsing them, I don't believe. I think that's going to be a problem.
Yeah, because he's a pariah, so it's going to, okay.
Well, his latest poll figures now are down. I can't quote the name of the poll because I can't. It begins with a W. He's down to 32% approval rating throughout the country. You can't really govern like that. You just can't.
No.
You can't.
Well, like I said, and I'll stick with this, he just says things to create drama, and it makes everybody nervous. And then he can try to stay in control because everybody's going like this, so they can't even think about Russia or transgender or anything because they're all just in a panic. Because he wants to make people panic. So I'm going to do this. Ah, and I'm going to do that. Ah.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's all a game. To him, it's just a game. Like you said, he's doing it like a business thing. And it's not. Yeah. It's government. You can't run it that way.
Well, I think what's already occurring is that when he says something, nobody believes him anymore, especially people in government, because he's given them every single example in the world that he lies and makes things up.
Okay.
So you can't govern when people think you're a liar, especially Congress or your generals or your departments or your agencies, et cetera, et cetera.
I love these leaks in the White House. That's the greatest thing.
Yeah.
You can't find the leaks, and they're going to keep leaking on them.
Yeah, they need a plumber.
He likes being leaked on.
They need a plumber, babe. That's what they need over there. Oh, man. Okay. We're just about out of time.
Okay. That's what I like to hear.
She's actually got the car running.
I do. I've got the Vipers. It's so warm out today.
Her limo driver is flagging her down.
These dog days of August. I need my mint julep.
I wish I was in the South, but I don't.
No, you don't.
I know.
I lived there.
Yeah.
It's different.
I know it's different. It is a different thing.
But they're happy that way. That's the funniest thing.
Wouldn't it be wonderful, though, to live your life without a clue?
Yeah, ignorance is bliss.
It really is.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to appreciate that. Not that I would ever really want to live like that, but I appreciate it now.
Yeah.
I really do.
I get it.
It would be nice not to have a TV or Facebook or anything like that. Or the only people that you would have in your life would be the ones that give you things.
Yeah, your family, your friends, your pets. You just sit on the porch and have a drink and not even care.
That sounds so lovely.
Yeah.
As
that's
I watch,
how it is down there.
Watch somebody else mow my lawn. That would be nice.
That's right.
That'd be nice.
That's the help. We have the help that does that stuff.
You know, it's kind of, should we want to go down, get a bottle of pop, you know,
I'll take the truck. You won't take the truck? Sure, we'll take the truck.
I'm going to walk. I got 6 weeks nothing to do.
It's a little hot today, but you can walk if you want.
Yeah, that's what she's saying. She's Tori Lagarde, and
as far as you know,
that's questionable at this point too.
It could be anyone. I'm just a voice in the airwaves, please.
We wish you peace. Goodbye now.